Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. So I just got inspiration from the weirdest area, and that's actually from my dogs. So I went to go pick up my daughter from daycare today, or not daycare, sorry, preschool, nursery, whatever you want to call it. I went and got her from preschool today, and I made sure that the house was clean. My dogs have a habit of getting into food if we've left it out, so there wasn't really anything for them to get into. So I come home, I walk in the door, and on the floor is just this ball of white stuff. And I'm like, okay, what now? What did they get into? And so I walk into the house, walk into the living room, and I notice that it's a pile, almost a perfect pile of Kleenex, of tissue paper for your nose. And as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, well, where did this come from? And so I look on both my tables, and earlier today I had actually opened a box of Kleenex and put it on one of the side tables in my living room. And I look and that box is gone. That box, I hadn't taken any Kleenex out of that box. I didn't even pull up a piece of Kleenex out of that box as you do when you open a box. And it's literally on the floor. And it's just the Kleenex. It's not the box. It's just the pile of Kleenex. And as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, well, where's the box? I look around and the box is nowhere to be found. And which tells me that my dogs, or dog, probably one of the two, took the Kleenex box, ripped it apart, ate all the box, and left the Kleenex. Literally, there was not even a single shred of that box left over. And it kind of got me thinking throughout the day. You think about why the dog would do that. Why would my dog go and tear apart and eat a box of Kleenex? Well, there's a couple reasons that you can think of. The first being that his diet. Maybe he's not getting enough in his diet. Maybe he's not eating the proper foods for his system, and so he's looking for outside sources. Now, this dog is horrible for eating wood, for eating paper, and stuff like that. So he's definitely going after the wood-based products. Now, this dog is on heavy-duty, expensive dog food because he's actually allergic to grains. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, so I highly doubt it's his diet because I have no other issues with his diet and he does have allergies, so he can't have grain food. So I'm thinking, okay, well, what else could it be? And all of a sudden I start thinking, okay, well, maybe he's bored, right? Maybe he's bored. Maybe he has, he didn't have any of his toys out, and I know he didn't because it was actually in my daughter's room locked up. And so maybe he was bored and he was getting into, you know, this Kleenex box because he was bored and there was nothing else for him to do. Now, literally, I was gone an hour. And again, Mom. Yes, dear.
I go potty.
Okay. Sorry. I'm not editing that out. But then you get into this point. Well, okay. If you are missing things in your diet, you're missing stimulation, you're missing, you know, things to stimulate your mind, stimulate your passions, the proper diets, the proper, you know, stimulation for your energetic purposes, all of these things. If you're missing things in your life and you're bored, what kind of decisions are you making? What are you doing in your life to combat or counteract that boredom or that missing part of your life? What kind of, you know, things are you not doing? What kind of decisions are you making that maybe you shouldn't be making? So again, we get into that, what are you missing? So if you're feeling like you aren't happy, if you're feeling unloved, if you're feeling like you're lacking in your life or lacking in your relationships or your career, in any one of those fields, if you feel that you're lacking, what kind of trouble are you getting yourself into by making decisions based on that lack? So because he was bored, he made a decision, and I know he's a dog, and I know that he doesn't, you know, have a human mentality, but he still has that spiritual mentality. So he's bored, he's feeling like he's not being entertained or maybe not being exercised or what have you enough. So he makes this decision that, you know, really he shouldn't have been making. In his eyes, is a dog, so it doesn't really matter. But in your eyes, what is it that you're doing in your life? What are you compensating for? Like, are you making decisions that are good for you because you're feeling unhappy? Or are you making decisions because you're like, hey, it is what it is. My life's not going to get any better, so things aren't going to move forward, so I'm just going to do this anyway, right? It's like me and smoking. I'm a smoker. I know that I shouldn't be smoking. I have a heart condition. I don't eat properly. I don't exercise enough. And in every other aspect of my life, things are going great except for my health. And that, again, diet, exercise, what I'm putting into my body, hence the smoking, but I do it anyway. And one of my favorite things to say was, well, I'm going to die at some point. Why not do what I enjoy? Well, that's great, but in moderation. Like, if you know for a fact that you're doing something out of lack or out of unhappiness or out of fear of what's to come, those decisions aren't going to be based on your highest good. Those decisions are going to be based on, I'm unhappy, so why not make it worse? So think about that as you're moving forward. What are you trying to compensate for? What are you trying to bring into your life that you feel like you might be missing or that you're not getting enough of? And start identifying those things and start thinking of how you can change those for your higher good and not just because, oh, well, you know, things aren't going my way, so might as well make it worse. And that's probably one of the ways that you're thinking. So that's the end of this podcast for today. I know that I haven't been up very much. I've been not feeling good myself these last few days. Again, poor diet on my end, and my body and spirit are telling me that it's time to change. So changes are coming. Much love, guys. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful week. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.